I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Aliens invade the earth and they ask you, what are the keys to success for you humanoids? You tell them this: the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, the mental toughness of showing up every day, putting yourself out there, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location, and the personal initiative to go and make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. You put all those together, Mr. Alien, you get the Work on Your Game mindset. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And whatever planet you are listening to this on, you are in the right space. Because today's topic is, how do you handle mean people? How do you handle bullies? How do you handle people who are just jerks? People who just want to make other people's day bad? People who like to talk bad about other people? People who just mean-spirited individuals for no apparent reason? How do you deal with these individuals? The reason I'm talking about this is because I saw a viral post that had been spreading around Instagram one day in maybe mid-December 2017. It was a young kid, white kid, I believe his name was Keaton. And he was sitting in the passenger seat of a car, sounding like his mom was holding the camera and asking him, hey, why, what are these kids doing to you? And he really couldn't explain why he was being bullied and kids were messing with him. They said they poured milk on him and did some other things to him in school that day. And the kid was crying and he looked very tortured and very embattled. And people were leaving comments like, man, I would want to kick those kids' asses who bullied that kid, or this makes me sad, this makes me want to cry, or we need to stop bullying. And people are posting hashtags and all this stuff. And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking to myself, what if I had a kid? What if this kid was my son? And he came home to me and told me, this is what's happening to him. He's being bullied and these other kids are messing with him and whatever it is they did to mess with him, and he's upset. And the kid was basically saying, hey, I don't understand why they're bullying me. I don't understand what they get out of bullying me. I don't understand, you know, how this is helping them in any way. I just don't get why this is happening. And then all these adults are leaving comments talking about why the kids who did it are assholes and something needs to happen to them and people need to spread this message and there's no bullying. There's all these hashtags that are going around on Instagram. And I thought to myself, none of that shit is going to change anything. That's what I thought when I started. I mean, the post is great that he put that message out there. Hopefully it gets back to some administrators at the school who can actually go and actually do something. But the parent, listen, mom can't be at school with you. Your best friend can't be at school with you if they don't go to that school. Your big brother can't be at school with you. All these people on Instagram posting hashtags, they can't be at school with you and do anything about it. If those kids are going to bully you, nothing about Instagram is going to stop them from doing it. If they're going to do it, they're going to keep doing it. If the victim, it continues to be a victim. And this kid, he's a victim. And I'm not saying that as a negative, as if he did anything wrong. But the fact is, he is a victim of bullying. And this is something that over the last couple of years, people have been talking about a lot. I think it started with there was a young man or a young lady who had committed suicide as a result of being bullied a lot at school. And that might have made it start kicking off viral. And then a lot of famous people came out and a lot of people came out and said, hey, when I was a kid, I was being bullied too. But it gets better when you get older. And then a lot of mental game tips that people were spewing out on social media for free to let kids know, hey, this is what you can do to deal with a bully, or you can do this or you can do that. If this is the way you need to think, this is what you need to say to them. This is what administrators need to do. This is what parents, you need to tell your kids. And I thought to myself, no one's given the actual advice that the kids need. Because if I was a parent and my kid came to me and said they were being bullied at school, the advice that I would give, I haven't heard anybody say yet. But luckily for all of you, I'm going to give that advice today. This is what I would tell a kid. This is what I would say to a child. If they're being bullied, I don't care what age you are. You could be a grown man or woman. You could be 40 years old working in an office. And you could be being bullied by other people. Bullying is not limited to kids. Okay, maybe it's just more open and we're more willing to talk about it. We call it bullying when it's in school. We call it passive aggression when we're adults. My passive aggression is the same thing as bullying as far as I'm concerned. Or maybe a direct aggression. Some people are just more directly aggressive or directly antagonistic towards you in life. But bullying happens in different places for whatever reason. Maybe the person who's bullying you is just a jerk. Maybe they're just a negative person. Maybe they particularly just hate you. They don't hate, they're nice to everybody else, but they're just mean to you, whatever the situation happens to be. Maybe, well, who knows why, but let's just say that the bullying is happening. Let me talk about my own experience when it comes to bullying, because my lady was asking me about this and we were talking about it earlier today when I brought the whole situation up to her. I went to school at Philadelphia Public School, and to me, as I was explaining to her, the public schools in Philadelphia, or at least public schools that I know of in any place, especially in a city, they're not like the suburban schools. And it appeared to me, I don't know this to be true, but it appeared to me that this kid, Keaton, who was being bullied, seemed like he was going to some suburban school. He seems like he lives in suburban America, somewhere in suburbia. He didn't seem like a city kid. And the difference is between a high school in the suburbs and a high school in the city is in the suburbs, high school is kind of like encompasses your entire life, because usually as people from the same area, it kind of, you know, when you see people outside of school, they're the same people you know from school. It's kind of like one big ecosystem is the people you go to school with. It infiltrates every other area of your life. Even at the dinner table, your parents are asking about students in the school as if they know them. It's kind of like a big community, even though it's at school. In the city, in the Philadelphia public schools, like where I went to, it's like we have compartmentalized our lives. So you have your school life, you got your home life, you got your hanging with your friends in the neighborhood life. It's completely separate. I never hung with anybody I went to school with outside of school. I dealt with them when I was at school, had friends at school. But when I was not in school, I had these people from my neighborhood. Then I had my family over here. We didn't talk about people at school. They didn't know who anybody was because I didn't mention anybody's name. Nobody cared. It wasn't like this big community. And there was so many other things to do, I feel like, in a city. There's so many different compartments to city living as compared to suburbia. And I didn't grow up in the suburbs, never lived in the suburbs. So if I got that wrong, someone can give me their perspective on it. You can just leave a comment on this episode at dreallday.com/podcast. Click on the episode, leave a comment at the bottom. But it seems like it's just more compartmentalized for a city student as it is to a suburban student. This kid seemed more like a suburban student. And I'm saying all that to say, when I was in school, I used to wear tight clothes that didn't fit, ill-fitting clothes, and I wore glasses. And back then, this was before all of that was cool. Now it's cool to wear tight clothes and wear glasses and be a nerd. Like, nerds are cool now. Back then, if you were called a nerd, it was a derogatory term. People were really trying to make you feel bad or look bad. I didn't have anyone physically bully me. I never got milk poured on me or none of that stuff, or have a bunch of kids come jump me and beat me up just because. None of that happened. But I would have people laugh at me, girls laugh at me, guys laugh at me, or make jokes about me, make jokes at my expense to make other girls laugh. Things like that happen. So if you want to call that bullying, we can call it bullying. I would say it's more like mean-spirited teasing, because I would consider bullying to be like the way it has been explained, at least how I've seen it in media these days is bullying is something that is ongoing, like somebody messing with you for the whole school year. I never had anything like that. I had more just some random thing would happen, or this person I see today, and then 3 months later, this person does something, or I see this girl this day, and she laughs at me or makes a joke, and then next week, I see the girl, she laughs again, but it was nothing that I was, like, tormented, and I'm home writing in my diary, like, I can't believe this person keeps messing with me. It wasn't like that. In the city, I feel like that's the way it is, like, because there are so many different things to do, whereas in suburbia, again, I didn't grow up in suburbia, so I may be completely wrong on this, but you can correct me. It seems like it's more one big ecosystem where everybody kind of knows everybody, is one community. Even if you don't go to the school, you know who the students are. It's not like that in the city, at least not the city that I grew up in. So I'm telling you all that just to give you some background on my experience when it came to bullying, if you even want to call it that. I don't even want to call it bullying. But if this kid was my kid, I'm going to tell you here in today's episode what I would tell him and what I think any parent should tell their kid about how to deal with bullying, or how to prepare your kid to deal with bullying. Not just tell them, how to prepare them so if and when it happens, they're ready, and also preventatively so it doesn't even happen. Because if you follow these steps, it probably won't even happen. Number one, this is the most important point in my opinion when it comes to bullying. This is a point that I wish I was taught. This number one point is the thing that I wish some adult, my parents, had told me when I went to school, or something that they had, let's just say, advocated when I went to school, because it probably would have prevented anything you would even call remotely bullying from ever happening to me. Here it is. The kid needs to be physically prepared and armed and ready to harm another person physically. Yes, you heard me correctly. Your kid needs to know how to punch somebody in the face. I'm not joking. If your kid knows how to punch somebody in the face, I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm not talking about taking a self-defense class. If you want, you send them, well, you can teach them if you're a skilled fighter, or you could take them to a boxing class or martial arts, anything where they can learn how to hurt somebody if they need to. I'm not talking about a defense class. So we talked a couple episodes about not playing defense, play offense. It's good to learn self-defense, but I'm talking about self-offense, meaning you know how to initiate, walk up to somebody, punch them in the face if they need to be punched in the face, like a boxing class or some form of martial arts. Now, it's not because I'm advocating that your kid goes to school and just starts hitting people upside the head because they can and they think they can win every fight, because that's a losing proposition. Eventually, you're going to fight somebody who can beat you. They're not going to learn how to play offense physically with people just so they can go out and start bullying people themselves. They would do this. This is why you're going to arm your kid with the ability to physically hurt people, so that they are prepared if and when they need to. That's why they need to. Your kid needs to know how to punch somebody in the face and bloody somebody's nose, or bust up somebody's eye, or break their glasses, or bloody someone's lip, or knock somebody's ass out. Why? Why do I need to know how to do that, Dre? Why would that be the first thing you're going to tell a kid to do? Now, Dre, you're telling me to tell my kid to go punch somebody in the face, Dre. How does that even make sense? Let me tell you why that makes sense. And this is something that people really need to understand this next point that I'm going to make. And this explains a lot about what I talk about on this podcast, how I talk on this podcast, why I use certain language on this podcast. When I've spoken to people who say, man, I wish you didn't use certain language so often on this show because you use that language, you know, I can't play it in my class, or I can't show it to my players, or I can't, you know, I don't always want to have my kids listen to it because a certain language that you use in this podcast. Well, let me explain something to you that will help you understand. Not everyone speaks the same language, people. Even if we're all speaking English, if you're listening to this, you understand English. I'm not talking about English and Spanish and French. Not everyone speaks the same language. So you got to understand, some people speak the language of tactfulness. You can speak to people tactfully. You can speak respectfully and calmly. And even if there's a disagreement, you two can come to an agreement and get on common ground, and everyone can get along and do their thing. There are some people you can deal with that way. There are some people who are not very expressive. They won't say much about what they're feeling, but you can tell that they're feeling something. You need to respond to it in a certain way that shows them that you understand them, and they will understand you and they'll appreciate you for it. But that's their way of communicating, is that they don't really say much, but you can feel their energy. There are some people who are very blunt and direct. If you've ever dealt with someone who's, let's say, from New York City, these people can be very blunt and direct. I was at Art Basel in Miami. You don't know what Art Basel is, you should be on my email list. You would have seen the email where I talked about it. But I was at Art Basel, Miami, big art event in the city. We're standing in line to get into one of these big galleries. And there's a ton of people trying to get in, and the line is moving. The line's moving, but it's just moving kind of slowly. And there are people in front of us, and there's this guy behind us. He sounded like a New Yorker. He definitely wasn't a Miamian. He sounded like a New Yorker. He's speaking kind of, he's saying things as if he's kind of talking to himself. He wasn't speaking directly to anybody, but he was saying it loud enough that everybody could hear him. And he's standing right behind me, and he's like, man, these people up in the front of the line aren't moving fast enough. Not talking about me, but there are people in front of us not moving fast enough. This woman with the stroller is not moving, and then the security guard comes out and tells the woman, you can't bring a stroller in here, so you got to go over there. And then the guy's like, okay, well, can we all get in? The strollers aren't moving. Look, go around the strollers. And this is, he's saying this. He wasn't particularly speaking to anybody again, but he was saying it loud enough that everyone could hear him. And it got to a point, as he said to go around the stroller thing, I turned around and looked at him and said, dude, everybody's trying to get in, calm down. And he didn't say anything back. He didn't even look at me, but he definitely heard me because I was looking right at him, and we were standing like less than an arm's length away from each other. Understand, I'm telling you that to tell you this. Some people, you got to communicate that way. That's the language you have to speak with some individuals, because he wouldn't understand any other language. He wouldn't have understood me ignoring him and acting like I didn't hear him when he was speaking loud enough for everybody in the line to hear him. He would only respect when someone looked him in his face and said something to him at the same, in the same tone and the same volume that he had said something, because that's what he would react to. That's what he respects, and that's what he responds to. You got to understand that sometimes in life, see, when you hear me use profanity on this podcast, you got to understand there are people who wouldn't understand me if I didn't use it. Sometimes I got to speak their language so they understand what I'm saying. There are some times in life where I have to bring a certain, there are certain places that I may go physically where I need to bring a certain type of energy so people understand where I'm coming from and they don't think that I'm thinking something other than what I'm actually thinking. I want them to think exactly what I am thinking, and there's a certain energy I need to project so that they see that. I'll tell you a story. I went to the Jay-Z show, November 2017. Me and my lady went to the Jay-Z show. We were walking home from the American Airlines Arena downtown Miami. It's like 1 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're walking home, and there's these two guys who seem to be following us, younger guys. But they seem to have started following us. They were a good amount behind us, maybe about a half a block to a three quarters of a block behind us. But every turn we made, they made. And then when I turned around and looked in their direction, they didn't really look at me. They kind of acted like they weren't looking. One of the guys was on his phone. The other guy's looking across the street. But I'm like, it seems like these guys are following us. So we finally got to an intersection where it was a traffic light, and these guys kept walking. They eventually caught up to us, but they just kept walking past us. I turned around all the way. I had my back to the street. I turned around all the way just to face the guys. He's walking by me, and he tried to not look at me, but he looked at me out the corner of his eye, and he saw the way I was looking at him, and he knew that I knew exactly what they had on their minds, and they just kept walking. I'm telling you that to tell you this. Not that if you come to Miami, somebody might try to rob you at 12 o'clock in the morning. Maybe they would if you run into these guys. But to tell you that you need to speak to people in a language that they speak. As if I had spoken the language of just ignore them, act like I didn't see them, something else may have resulted from that situation that may not have been too pleasant for either for them or for me. You got to learn to speak people's language. See, the language of the reason why this first point is the first point that a kid needs to know how to punch somebody in the mouth and inflict physical harm on another person is because some people only speak that language. And you may wish that the world was utopian and that all kids were nice and that they were raised by parents who had the same values as yours. But we all can agree, parents, adults, can we all agree that there are some asshole adults out there? There are some asshole adults who their way of communicating is to be very blunt with people, very blistery with people, kind of being a jerk to people. And they think that that's just their normal way of doing things. And if people don't like it, so what? Like this guy who was standing behind me in line at Art Basel. Imagine if he had a kid. Now, his kid's probably walking around schools, or the guy seemed kind of older. So maybe his kid's an adult. But when he was in school, that kid was probably just like that. And maybe it could just be the environment that you're from. A kid who grows up in New York City versus a kid who grows up in suburban Wyoming, they have different ways of communicating. Neither one of them is right or wrong. They speak different languages, even though they're both speaking English. If the kid from Wyoming comes to New York and he don't know how to speak the New York language, he may be, something may happen to him that he doesn't want to happen to him only because he doesn't understand the language. Not because something's wrong with him, not because something's wrong with the other kids, but this is just the way that human beings communicate. So you got to know how to speak the language of different people so that when you come across these different people, they know that you know you can speak their language if you need to, if you understand what I'm saying. This is why the first thing your kid needs to know, because there are some people who only understand and respect repercussions. Some people only understand that, okay, this guy can punch me in my mouth, I'm going to leave him alone. This guy won't punch me in my mouth, I'm going to bother him. There are some people who think that way. There are some people who think, okay, I'm going to be an asshole, I'm going to be loud and outspoken, and I'm going to try to verbally dominate and bully people in conversation. They only understand the language of somebody who does it back to them. Because if you don't do it back to them, they're going to consider you weak and they're going to keep doing the same thing. And then you're going to come home crying and upset and telling everybody how this guy's a jerk, when really the real problem is you just can't speak his language. If you could speak his language, you would handle him within the first 30 seconds and he'd be handled. All right. And he wouldn't be a problem ever again. And any of you who have had enough experience with people in life can completely understand this point. Some human beings only respect one language. If you can't speak that language, you will never be able to communicate with those people. And those people who only understand one language, they procreate, they make children. And those children are going to be in school with your kids. And if your kid can't communicate that language, something may happen to your kid. And you don't want that. So all you need to do is equip them with every language. See, equip them with every language. I could speak the professional language. I could put on a suit and smile and be nice and not curse. I could go put on some basketball gear and go to a basketball court and cuss and curse with everybody in there, more than anybody in there, and talk all the shit in the world. I could get on this podcast and talk kind of somewhere in between the two. I could write a book and make it sound a certain way. I could write a blog post, make it sound another way. I can get on a live stream and talk a different way. I could talk to a girl and talk in one way. I could talk to a basketball player, talk a different way. I can talk to some old white middle-aged guy with a suit on and talk to him one way, and I can go talk to some 15-year-old kid from the inner city and I'm gonna talk a completely different way. It's just my ability to speak different languages because of my experience. And if I was only speaking one language to all of those people, not all of them would really get me. I could be saying the exact same thing, the right thing, but they wouldn't really get what I'm saying because I'm not speaking their language. Do you understand that? You got to know how to speak people's language. Your kid needs to know how to speak languages. And there are asshole kids out there. And if your kid doesn't know how to speak the asshole language, he may become a victim of the asshole. No fault of his own. No fault of his own. And no fault of the other kid, because that's just the language they were taught. Listen, that's what their parents taught them. The same way your kid has what his parents or her parents taught him or her. They just got to learn how to speak that language. That's point number one. Point number two. Principles. See, your child needs to know what the principles are, or you, if you happen to be possibly dealing with some bullying, you got to know what your principles are. Your principles are, simple question, what is the line that cannot be crossed? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Where in my life do I have lines that cannot be crossed? I was reading in the 50th Law, Robert Greene tells a story of, I believe it was Richard Wright, who was the character he was talking about. Richard Wright was a slave. He got sent off to a plantation because he seemed to be a rebellious slave. He got sent to a plantation of a slave owner whose only pleasure in life was breaking the rebellious slave, basically beating that slave and working that slave to death until that spirit, that fighting spirit, was completely out of him. And one day, this slave tamer, let's just call him, this guy whose only pleasure in life was taming rebellious slaves, he beat Richard Wright. And Richard Wright one day grabbed a couple of razor blades or some type of tool, or maybe he just put his hands up and he let that slave master know, listen, if you put your hands on me, we're going to fight. And I don't care if you kill me, but we're going to fight. And he fought this guy and that he fought the slave master, and the slave master never bothered him again the entire time he was there. I'm telling you that to tell you this. You got to be clear on what your principles are. Your kid, if this is your kid you're talking to, they got to be clear what their principles are. I heard Marcellus Wiley, who works for ESPN, he said this. He said one day some kids were messing with him when he was walking to and from school. And he would always see these same kids every day. So this is like bullying. And he said his grandmother said to him, okay, tell me three things you are. And he said, I'm nice, I'm a good athlete, and I'm smart. Okay, so those are three things you are, his grandma said, right? She said, okay, Marcellus, listen to this. If anyone ever calls you anything other than one of those three things or your name, now you got to write the punch him in the face. Because what was she telling him? She wasn't telling him to just go around punching people. She was telling him what? These are your principles. This is who you are. This is what you will accept. This is what you'll answer to. Anything outside of that, a line has been crossed. And when that line is crossed, now you got to speak a different language. Because obviously this person doesn't understand the language you were speaking. Now you got to speak their language. You got to get on their level so that they understand that you understand this is what's going to happen. See, that's what a principle is. All right, this is where I stand. This is what it is. If you come past this, now we got to speak a different language. And this is exactly what I was talking about. I'm telling you, I'm walking home, and these two guys, it was obvious these guys were following us. And I had to start thinking in my mind, okay, we're going to have to speak a different language, because obviously these guys aren't hearing. These guys, it's not even that they weren't hearing, because we hadn't had any communication. I was like, okay, I need to communicate with them, because they're about to walk past me. Let me communicate with these guys what language I'm speaking. And that's why I turned to directly face him to let him know, look, I see you, and whatever's going to happen here is going to happen here, but I'm speaking your language now. And they just kept walking. And again, that didn't end in a fight. Nothing happened. Nobody got shot, stabbed, or robbed. Nobody even said anything. There were no words exchanged. But again, you have to let people know, listen, there's a principle, there's a line, and I'm ready to speak your language if that's where we need to go. Do you understand that? That's how any kid, any adult, you need to be able to deal with other people, because there are assholes out there. You got to be ready to deal with those people. And when you know what your line is, then you know when it's okay, this is the green light that I'm going to do something. And this is the time when I can say, okay, I can peacefully walk away from this because the line wasn't crossed. And there's a time when you can say, okay, the line was crossed. Principles have been violated. Okay, now something's got to happen. Point number three. Today's topic, again, is how to handle mean people, how to handle bullies, how to handle the assholes you'll come across in life. And they range in all shapes, sizes, ages, and genders. Point number three, understand parents out there, or you kids who are in school, or any of you who's dealing with just an asshole person or a bully, understand that the authority figures, being your parent, your supervisor, your boss, your teacher, a police officer, people can't always be around to police your life. They can't follow you around 24 hours a day, okay? You can't always have someone looking over your shoulder, watching over you, having your back to protect you from anything that can come around. People can make all the rules they want. They can even give out punishments, but they can't be everywhere with you, and they can't live your life for you. At some point, you're going to have to stand on your own. You're going to have to deal with those assholes. You're going to have to deal with those bullies yourself. And if you are not equipped to deal with them, they're going to do something to you. Because if you're not equipped, guess what? They know you're not equipped. If you feel protected and you feel a certain level of confidence when the authority figures are around, but you don't have that same confidence when they're not around, they know that. The same way that you know it, they know it. Okay, they can smell it off you. Animals can smell fear. Human beings are animals. Okay, you ever been afraid of a dog? The dog can tell you're afraid of it because it'll keep messing with you. When you're not afraid of the dog knows you're not afraid. The dog won't bother bothering you. Human beings, there are some human beings who are like dogs. Okay, they can smell the fear. They know when your confidence ain't real. They know when you're not prepared to do anything to them. They know when you can't speak their language. They're going to speak their language to you because they know they can get away with it. This third point means you can't depend on the authority. Don't depend on whoever it is that may be having your back or making the rules, or the teacher, the boss, the cop, the parent, the friend, the big brother, the big sister. Listen, they can't live for you. At some point, you're going to be somewhere where they're not around to help you out, and you're going to have to deal with a person who's speaking a different language. And the question is going to be real simple. Can you speak that language or can you not? Point number four. And today's topic is how to handle the mean people, how to handle the bullies in life. Understand that everything that I'm telling you here today does not mean you go around and just become this confrontational jerk who tries to start fights with people, or just has a chip on your shoulder, or just becomes a not nice individual just because you think you can fight, or you think you can hurt other people, or you think you can just fight and hurt other people. It doesn't mean you go around doing it just because you have the capability of doing it, right? And any of y'all who are from an area where there are real tough guys, real thugs or gangsters, besides like how people throw around the phrase thugs, and I mean people who are actual thugs and actual gangsters. If you look up the definition of the word, people who are actually it in real life, not just playing it on the internet, but are actually it, you would probably know. Any of you who are from that environment, you know this, and you could tell me if I got this wrong. The people who really are that and really are that tough and really can speak that language really, really fluently, they never bother anybody. They don't bother people. They don't start anything with people. Nobody starts anything with them. They're actually very polite and nice people if you ever were to talk to them. They don't mess with anyone who's not messing with them. See, so bullies have this facade in front of them that they're tough. So they go mess with people so they can feel tough, but they're really actually small on the inside. Because the people who are really strong and really tough and really could do something to really, really fuck up your life, they don't bother people. They don't say anything to you. They will not get in your way. They will be very polite. They'll say hello, how you doing. They don't bother anyone. You wouldn't even know they were there if you didn't see them. The people who are really tough, I'm telling you that to tell you this. Because you are equipped, just because you are equipped to speak a certain language doesn't mean you walk around screaming that language at other people just so you can feel big. Because then you become the bully. And then something may happen to you by somebody who's listening to what I'm saying here. So just because you're equipped to defend yourself doesn't mean you go around defensive. I'm going to say that one more time. Just because you're equipped to defend yourself doesn't mean you go through life in a defensive frame of mind looking for reasons or looking for ways or opportunities to express that against people who are not even bothering you in the first place. See, if you're bothering people who aren't bothering you, then you become the bully. Then something's going to happen to you. You don't have to bother anyone. And usually, this is what usually happens in life. When you're a friendly, respectful person, for the most part, that's what you're going to get in return. You're going to get people being friendly. You're going to get people being respectful. There will be some random exceptions of assholes, jerks, people who want to be bullies, people who want to speak a language, or they're going to try a language on you because they think you can't speak it, but then they find out otherwise. There's just a few exceptions to every rule. It's just how it is in life. And you can use your other languages to handle those people. Now, you adults out there who may have a kid who may be dealing with this, or you think they might deal with it. Maybe they haven't said anything. Maybe they have said anything. Understand this. As I said at the top of this episode, you can make all the rules you want and all the hashtags you want to post. They can only go so far to change the behaviors of children who are not yours. All right. You can't parent somebody else's kids. You could go give them mean looks. You could go curse out the principal, cuss out the teacher, yell at the parents of that student, yell at the student if you want to. There's only so much you can do because eventually you got to leave school and go to work. All right. And your kid still got to be there and deal with that other kid. Your kid needs to be equipped. All right. It's not you that needs to be equipped. The kid needs to be equipped. You talking to your kid to make him or her feel better because of something's happening, or even those of you who are adults, maybe. I mean, listen, I've seen this happen. I've seen workplace office bullies, people who are just verbal bullies who attack other people. I'm talking about grown men and women. I'm not even going to say names of things that I've heard and seen from people who I know personally. I know that this happens with adults. Understand that just talking to that other adult who's being bullied or making them feel better and saying, hey, it's okay, you'll be better, just ignore it, let it go. Listen, that can only go so far. Talking to another person to make them feel better about being a victim, being victimized, that's not going to help them when they got to go to work the next day and you ain't there to help them out. That's not going to help your kid when they got to go to school the next day or go to the team practice the next day or ride the bus the next day and you won't be there to help them out. They have to be fully equipped themselves. And maybe, as I said at the top of this, maybe you don't agree with me advocating violence, because I'm not advocating that you go out and just be violent just because. I'm advocating that you be prepared to use violence if you need to, because some people only respect that. There's some people who just only respect when they get punched in the face. All right, this is just a fact. If you don't know, well, listen, just take my word for it. Or you can go find out for yourself if you want to. America became America through violence and bloodshed. Is this not true? I mean, it wasn't too long ago we celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday. Do people know the real story of Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving was not a feast sitting at a table with turkeys and stuffing and cranberry sauce and cake. Okay, Thanksgiving was bloodshed and death. It was people being taken from their land, having their land stolen from them, having their throats slit, having themselves killed, their women raped, their children enslaved. This is what happened. This is what Thanksgiving was really about. And I'm not making this a conversation about Thanksgiving. I'm telling you that to tell you this. The reason that we have one country here, one union, and not a confederacy and a union is because of what? Bloodshed, violence, and death. This country became this country because of bloodshed, violence, and death. Now, I'm not telling you that means you need to go tell your kid to kill people and make them bleed and just be violent. I'm telling you that to tell you that we wouldn't be where we are and have the world that we have if there wasn't for bloodshed, violence, and death. So if you want to act like it doesn't exist, or something inhumane about it, or something wrong about it, then look up the history of where you live. We wouldn't have our freedom without it. All right. Y'all remember World War II? You don't know anything about it? Look it up. If we had lost that war, I might not be doing this podcast right now. We may not even have what we have for you to listen to this right now had we lost that war. Sometimes in life, this is just a fact of life. You can ignore it if you want. You can act like it's not true if you want. Sometimes in life, some people need to know what it feels like to get punched in the face. It's a life-changing experience. Trust me. Bottom line is this, people. Victims get victimized. This is just the truth of life. You may not like it. You may think it's sad. You may think people who do that are just complete jerks and they should burn in hell. Whatever it is you think about them, listen, you can go ahead thinking what you want to think. But while you're thinking it, there are victims out there being victimized. And people who are prepared to defend themselves, this is the real point of this. The people who are prepared to defend themselves rarely need to defend themselves. It's just a paradoxical thing, the way that the world works. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. And the crazy thing is, when you have it, you usually never need it. And the other crazy thing is, when you need it, the people who don't have it are usually the ones who most need it. You're better to be prepared for something that you never have to do than to be ill prepared for something that's going to keep coming to you over and over and over again. What did I tell you a few episodes back? What you lack can and will be used against you. And as they say in sports, sometimes the best defense is good offense. Let's recap today's topic, was how to handle the mean people and handle the bullies in life. Number one, learn how to physically harm people. This is true. You need to learn how to physically harm people, because some people, you just need to be prepared for it. All right. Not because you're going to go do it on purpose, but you're going to know that you can speak that language. Okay. The more languages you can speak, the more different people you can interact with. And some people only respect repercussions. Point number two, you got to have some principles. What is your line that cannot be crossed? At what point does it turn into something other than what it is? You need to know what that line is so that you're not always confused. Well, they did this and said this. Well, I don't know if I should respond this way or this way. See, then time gets wasted. Okay, and all that does is add to your fear and your anxiety. Know what your line is. Okay, this is where I stand. If this line gets crossed, we're going to speak a different language. You need to know what that is in your mind, and your energy will radiate out of you, and people will know what lines to cross and what lines not to with you without you saying a single word. Number three, understand parents, teachers, police, big brother, big sister. People can't police your life. They cannot always be around for you. They can make rules. They can give out punishments, but they can't live life for you. They can't follow you around 24 hours a day. You must equip yourself to deal with the people you got to deal with. And there are people who are going to speak different languages than you, whether no matter how much you try to cocoon yourself into a certain environment, you're going to come across some people who speak a different language. If you're not ready to speak that language will be used against you. Anything you lack can and will be used against you. Point number four. None of this means that you go out starting shit with people, or you are some kind of, you become a bully and start messing with people, or you're disrespectful of other people. When you're a friendly, kind, respectful individual, usually you get friendliness, kindness, and respect back from other people, no matter what kind of person they are. Every once in a while, there's going to be an asshole, there's going to be a jerk, there's going to be somebody who's going to try something different, because that's just who they are. It has nothing to do with you. It's just who they are. But you got to be willing to deal with those people. You got to be ready to deal with them, or you're going to spend your whole life running away from things, running away from people, having people kind of basically control you because they know you're afraid of something. They can move you out of a space because you're afraid of dealing with it. The things you are afraid of dealing with will continue to chase you until you have no choice but to deal with them. And if you are ill-equipped to deal with them, they will deal with you. I've talked about that in previous episodes of this podcast. America, this country, as you may think, Dre, why are you advocating violence? You're telling me to tell my kid to go punch somebody in the face? That's crazy. Let me tell you something. We wouldn't be in the country that we're in, at least you Americans who are listening to this. We wouldn't be in the country we were in without violence, death, and bloodshed. There's a whole lot of blood on the hands of America. And if you don't know, go listen, you got the internet, go Google America, go Google where Thanksgiving came from, Google World War II, Google the Revolutionary War, Google the Civil War, Google how this country came to be what this country is. There is so much blood on the hands, you can't wash it off. I'm telling you that to tell you this, if you love America and you can't hate violence, this is just the truth. You don't have to like it. You don't have to repeat this. You don't have to share it with nobody if you don't want to. You don't have to let your kids listen to this if you don't want to. But let me tell you the bottom line that is going to be in effect whether you share it, like it, or anything else. Victims get victimized. People who are prepared to defend themselves rarely need to. And as they say in sports, sometimes the best defense is a strong offense. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, how to find yourself an agent to help you get your career started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.